The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. It's hosted by Union Rescue Mission Chief Executive Officer, the Reverend Andy Bales. Tonight, Andy will share some amazing history moments at URM on Skid Row.
Those moments are actually two people that we love and cherish.
Special folks.
Susie Maradian
and
Mark Maradian.
Oh, my gosh.
And what did I hear about Mark last week? That it was hard to pin down or hard to track down?
Yes.
What did we hear out of Susie's lips?
So my mom would call him the wind, which was from a
Moves Like the Wind
episode. And he just kind of would blow into town, and we just really never knew when or
like
what time.
Like that secret agent on MASH.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
So the wind blew into town, and it worked out for this
this session. Episode. Yeah. This episode of History Moments. Yeah. My God. Susie, Mark. I look at Mark, and I think Artie Jr. He looks just like Dad, and you look just like Mommy.
It is.
We get that a lot.
I'm getting that more and more these days.
Yes. I love it. So our listeners, we're talking to Liz Maradian, who was our public relations communications vice president.
She was a little bit like Alexandra. She did about everything
she
at the
did.
Mission.
That,
Why don't you help us, Susie?
Yes.
Get the list right.
Well, I believe when she first started at the mission, she was over PR and communications.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then her role changed over the years, and her last position was as the historian.
Yes.
Which she loved, because things kind of, when you move from the last location to the new location, kind of fell in her lap, basically, and she would sift through boxes from the basement and find little treasures along the way, and she began to put them in safe places, categorize them, and built a history library.
I thought she was actually an executive assistant to the CEO at one point.
Oh,
she could have been. You guys would know better than I would.
Susie said, "I just need a mom." You know, she's doing a lot.
Well, we'd love to have you share some recollections from your mom's time at the Union Rescue Mission.
Yes. As
you
should
we start with Mark?
Some of the wonderful times we had were when Mom would bring us to volunteer at events.
Ah.
And we did that from early on when she
was this a volunteer opportunity or a draft opportunity?
A little both.
Yes. I think we were talking earlier about how sometimes you get pulled in. Well, that was it. But we were happy to. It was fun to see her new position and see all of her different positions and to be a part of something that was just bigger than all of us.
Yeah.
What did you guys do when she was with World Vision and went and traveled the world and all that?
Oh my gosh.
Well, it was kind of interesting because when she went to Africa for the summer of 85, she was, you know, gone, and before cell phones and FaceTime and all that, we had barely a minute conversation every Sunday.
Wow.
And it was kind of choppy, but the fun part was everyone felt so bad for us. Like, everyone invited us over for dinner, and my dad would say, "Don't tell people Mom didn't cook much," because he enjoyed all the meals. So
I was just going to ask, how did Art fare with all the kids at home? And you answered it.
Yeah. He just like, "Don't tell anyone I know how to cook, because we don't want to, you know, spoil this situation here." So the little missionary family got to...
Right.
So everybody just went along with it, right?
We just went along with it. And
how old were all of you?
I had just graduated from high school, so Mark was probably...
I was just before my freshman year.
Yeah, so he was... He was, and so.
What did you think of mom going to Africa while you were still at home? Tell us the truth.
Excited for her, kind of excited that I had a little less supervision in my first year in first summer of going to high school. So
yes, that's very honest.
But I was there for that.
But you were there
because she was
keep track
Liz
of me,
Junior,
Liz.
Right?
Junior Liz.
They put me in charge of him. That's why I have all this gray hair.
mom came home and then
she came home thin and tan, so it was really good for my cousin's wedding because she looked like she had been away at a spa but really had dysentery, so
yeah, quite a mom. What an adventure with mom, and then back to coming for events. What was that like?
It was fun to come down, and mom would just send us into different areas, help us greet other volunteers,
yes,
or carry things, carry lots of things.
Yes, Mark's a big strapping. How tall are you?
He's tall, very tall.
6'4".
Bless your heart.
And you were working out like crazy. What do you do right now?
I work for California State University at Chico, and I'm one of the coordinators for the recreation center on campus in charge of fitness.
Ah, yeah. Lovely. And you're a world traveler as well. Didn't you study in Germany or something?
Yes, mm-hmm. Austria.
Yeah.
Austria and England.
Mm. See, there you go.
And Susie, your apple doesn't fall far from the tree. What have you done throughout your years?
So I've worked with children basically my whole life, and currently I work for a local school district. I'm a child care coordinator, so I supervise a before and after school program for our school district.
Wow.
Yes.
And mommy, how did mommy sew that into your life?
A lot of that, she's always been part of working as a servant for the public, whether it was a volunteer, PTA, YMCA. Early on, she made her own puppets, and she basically made our neighborhood into like the Von Trapp family. So we practiced at our home with all the neighborhood children, and then we would go do puppet shows for places like City of Hope and things like that. So that kind of started the ball rolling with our kind of public service. And then, just working with kids, one of the things she did help me implement at my school district is a sock tree. So every Christmas I put up a tree, and my students bring socks, and we decorate the tree with socks, and then we donate them to Healthy Start, which is part of the school district that helps underserved children. So every year our tree grows and grows with more and more socks, and I put up the original flyer she made because she was so good at that stuff.
Absolutely.
And she didn't really put dates on it, so I can just keep using it. You know, so she knew I would never be able to take that over on my own.
I love it. I love it.
I just fondly remember right now I had a meeting with Liz, and I told her, Liz, you're the glue that holds this mission together.
Mm-hmm.
Could you, as much as you can in your next few years, could you let that glue rub off on others? And she did exactly that. She was such a treasure to us.
Yes.
So what are some other memories you have? Were you part of the parade? I know Art and Mom were in her new red Mustang.
Oh, yeah. That was just them.
You guys didn't get invited to the parade.
Obviously not.
You must have been home watching the kids.
My favorite memory of her time with URM was really the very beginning when she came for her interview. I don't know if I've told you this story, but my dad drove her. They only had one car. She liked public transportation. And they pulled up, and my dad looked down the street, and he wasn't about to drive down that street. She said he got sweaty and nervous. Mm. So she just told him to let her out, and she would walk. And she did. And he just went and parked at a hotel and waited for her.
That sounds just like...
He went and parked at a safe
place.
That
sounds just like her, though, saying, just let me out, I'll walk.
Yes.
And he let her.
Yeah, that's... Well, did he have a choice?
No.
And so she walked back and nailed it. She got the job.
Of course she did.
We'll be back to hear more stories about our dear Liz Maradian. We miss her very much.
You're listening to some amazing history moments at URM on Skid Row. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control, but Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing history moments at URM on Skid Row.
So we're here with Susie and Mark, and they are the dear children of Liz Maradian, our treasure for many years at Union Rescue Mission.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a guy coming and saying, where's that beautiful silver-haired lady in her 50s? And this was when Liz was into her 70s. And so she got quite a kick out of that description.
Mm-hmm.
What other memories do you have of your mom at URM, Mark?
Just always being very organized and always having a plan for everything that she was doing at the mission and having it very well planned out.
Yeah, very detailed.
What was that like as a child, though, for you?
I think I got a little bit of it. I will look at my desk at work, and I'll see four different projects lined out perfectly in a row. Mm. And then a little bit of my dad comes in, and then they all get mixed up. I've got to have my staff come and help me.
Dad was going to come through.
To help me sort it out again and get everything lined up, and then we do that for a while.
I love it.
I think even at the hospital, she reorganized the way the hospitals had their files and care. And did she kind of transform the hospital as
she went through
treatment?
When my dad was having treatment at City of Hope, my mom made the best notebook you could ever make of everything that was happening during his treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of hard because after he passed away and then she became sick, I became that person who had to be the notebook keeper.
Right.
And it didn't work out so well. You know, she would say things like, we're not even related.
That was so good about her, though, because she could cut you and you didn't even know you were cut.
No, would tell you the truth. That's why I met with her and asked her to spread her glue all around, because I knew that some of that had to remain in order to quell any side of me bringing chaos to the mission. So I needed her presence to always be there. What else do you remember special?
Just her love for the mission.
Yeah.
Everything she did at the mission, she enjoyed so much. Mm. And it was her family. And we were her family, and we all became family. And I feel like she left us a legacy of family to carry on with. And that was her biggest gift to us. Mm-hmm. Besides giving me brothers, she gave me you guys, and we can be together and celebrate her.
Yeah.
And that's been awesome. And last year, when it was her birthday, and it was my first time without her for her birthday,
mm-hmm.
Sure enough, Christmas in July was on her birthday,
yes.
And I was able to come and volunteer at her special place,
yeah.
And that was a great way to celebrate her.
Amen.
And you guys have celebrated and continued to celebrate her, the only vegetarian ever to grill ribeye steaks on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have continued that family tradition as well.
Right.
Christmas Eve, ribeyes on the roof, and you guys all show up in force, the whole family.
Yep, that's a great event. And she really loved all of the events and really loved being part of the mission. It was more of a gift in her mind to her to be part of it than her actual service.
Right.
And that is what made it so special.
I was so excited about her working on getting us into the Rose Parade.
I should have had on tape her call. I still have it on my phone.
That is like the most amazing.
She was out of breath and informing us that, Andy, I have news to tell you. The Rose Parade, we're in it.
That was the best thing. And for you to be able to share that with us. And after she passed away and after the service, I don't know why, but that just started randomly playing on my phone. I wouldn't even be touching my phone. It would be on my desk at work and I'd be alone. And all of a sudden I would hear her voice. Hi, Andy. This is Liz. And I would look, and at first I was confused, but then I thought, well, this is going to be how it is for a while.
Uh-huh,
and that continued until I got a new phone, because that phone stopped working after a while.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Just amazing. So what was that like as she was putting all of that together for us to be a part of the Rose Parade, which is such a historical part of Los Angeles, Pasadena. I mean, just amazing.
She was from Pasadena, and so that is the place where she grew up.
Mm.
And so it was exciting, a little overwhelming at times.
Sure.
But a lot of excitement, and she really just wanted to make it happen. So you guys can all go down Colorado Boulevard in that wagon, and she wanted to be with you, but she couldn't. But we watched it, and we enjoyed it, and she reveled in it. It was just her biggest accomplishment.
Yeah.
And she was so happy to have been able to put that together for the mission.
Yeah. And now that she's not here, these ladies, when I say we need to get in it again for the 130th, they say, no, that's a bucket list thing.
Yeah, that was a bucket list thing.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah,
and by the way, I don't think she knew this. I could let her know now. We were reading the chapter in our mission on Main Street.
Right.
They never owned the wagon.
Yeah.
They rented those wagons that went out
during that time
on the streets.
Yeah.
And that's why we never had.
Because we were looking for the original one. And
there wasn't an original one. They were rented. When we come back, we'll hear more fun times with Susie and Mark about Liz Marotti.
We'll be right back with more. Right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown LA. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing history moments at URM on Skid Row.
So, one thing about Liz and Art. Oh, how they love their kids.
Yes.
And their grandkids. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, we know more stories about you.
You guys, yeah.
Than you probably ever imagined because of how much they loved and cherished you. And Liz would share those stories. And just wondering what what stories came home with Liz
about us.
About Union Rescue Mission.
Yes.
Tell some good ones. Oh. Why are you turning red?
Right, and embarrassed? Exactly.
We're trying to filter through what we can say.
You have to change the version, right?
You know, she came home with stories, and a lot of it was bewilderment because she was so organized, and sometimes things at the mission weren't always so organized. Yes. And so, she came back with some interesting stories.
It gave us cover.
Thanks for your kindness.
Yes.
And just remembering Art, what a good, yes, good man and
amen,
champion he was. Mm-hmm. And used to go visit and pray with him a lot. And yeah, we'd hear a lot of stories about Art. Oh, man, what do we hear?
The painting, she couldn't sleep one night, and she was up painting and painted the toilet, the bathroom, the rim of the toilet.
Oh, and then he got up in the night and
yes,
sat on the painted
right, so
toilet.
She was busy at night. She had a lot of energy, and when we'd go to sleep, she would do a lot of stuff. And one was painting. She had some leftover paint and thought, I'll just paint the toilet. And she thought, I'll put a chair in front of it, and that's clearly going to let you know that. And he didn't know that chair meant that, so he did sit on it.
That was not good communication.
No, but the worst part is that his mom, my noni, was over and sleeping over. So here her crazy daughter-in-law has once again done something weird. And so, yeah, she had a long time to live that one down.
Yeah, never did.
That was awesome.
Right?
That was so awesome to me. Oh,
any final thoughts or reflections?
Yes.
You know, my mom, I've said this, loved the mission, and she loved the guests in the mission.
Yes.
And her dream, she would say when she'd see our children in her home, go to the fridge and get something to eat, she'd say things like, I want the mission to be a place like Grandma's home where the kids can just reach in the fridge and grab some milk.
Wow.
And feel comfortable and relaxed and safe. And that was her dream for the mission, to be like Grandma's home.
I'm going to remind everybody of that when we get back.
Amen.
And that's the kind of care. We said Thanksgiving is a time when we want to invite everyone
into
Grandma's house. Mm-hmm. For Thanksgiving. That wish of hers is our wish as well.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, it's been such an honor to have you two on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So much more to carry.
Thank you, and thank you for being.
But I'm glad the wind showed up.
Yes, me too. Yay, Mark!
We have so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in again tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row, right here on 99.5 KKLA. You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preach that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.